Hello and welcome to podcast 25 of the Queensland Freemason podcast. My name's Brother Luke Eland and I'm sitting here today with Graham Schultz. Would you like to introduce yourself, Graham?
Thanks, Luke. Happy to meet. Sorry to part.
Oh, yes. That's our new expression. That it feels like it's been ages since we recorded the last podcast.
That'll be our new sign-off, eh?
It will be. Yeah. I mentioned in podcast 24, which will be 2 weeks from the last time you listened to the last one, that I kept copying the When's Came You podcast. But this, to be quite honest, was recorded straight off the back of it. We do two in a row. Yeah. So today, we like to keep them short, unlike some of the speeches that we hear in lunch. Today, we want to talk about some of the things that we've been happening recently within our organisation and the growth that we're experiencing from our membership. And I think, Graham, you're in a good position to talk about that.
Well, I think both of us as members, you as a member and a consultant to the Membership and Marketing Committee, in your capacity as an IT guru.
The nerd.
And me as the paid staff member who is responsible for membership of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, and I've been given that responsibility by the Board of General Purposes, and it's a wonderful thing to be involved in, and it's an exciting time to be a Freemason.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because of the growth that we are experiencing and the strategies that we now have in place to grow our business.
Yep.
And I know anybody who knows me knows I'm banging on about this all the time, about growing the business.
We
have to grow our business. And I think that's just relevant to the fact that if you have a company of your own or you have a small business, or you understand that, you know, you have to grow the business to create wealth and to make it more diverse and better. And that's what I think, you know, in the past we might have been a little bit guilty of, you know, letting our organisation run down a little, but we've turned that around and we've really looked at it through the Board of General Purposes, through the Membership and Marketing Committee, to say, okay, we're going to really concentrate on this and we are going to put some strategies in place, such as Target 600, and we're going to throw some money at this, and we're going to, you know, spend some money,
put some effort behind
to make
it.
Some money, and that's what it's about. When you think about it and put it into just you know, common economic terms, every member that we get is worth $110 a year to the organisation, or every member we lose is worth $110 to the organisation. So it makes sense for us from a purely economic sense. And I'm not talking Masonically. I'm just talking with my, you know, figures hat on.
Oh, and we have a level of, like, responsibility and jurisprudence here that we have to actually make sure that we are fiscally responsible for our organisation. And part of the committee's role is to actually sit down and figure out the numbers of how many members we've got and how many members make us viable. And I actually asked for the first time, I should have asked it many years ago, why do we need new members? And I think that the great answer that I got from the head of the committee, Brother Godding, was that we have members because we are Masons who are speculatively and not operative Freemasons, in the sense that the work that we're doing within our organisation is basically working through the three plays we've talked about previously.
Yes.
I call them plays for those people that are Masons. We're talking about degrees, but effectively, if we do not do that, there is almost no point in us being here.
Yeah, and we're all volunteers. When we go to lodge, we're all volunteers. So we make a commitment, a financial and a moral commitment and a physical commitment to go to lodge at least 4 hours once a month. So we've got some buy-in to that. And I think the fact that, you know, we've recorded, you know, 13% growth in our new members coming into the organisation in the last financial year just gone. So we had 13% growth, and that was 20% up on the year before. So our new members joining the craft are going up in good increments. You know, we still want to do more. Instead of 436, we want to have 600. We've just had our best month ever for decades, for probably 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah, at least as old as I am. Yeah. I think we've never had that many new coming members.
Permissions to ballot for new members are 56.
Wow.
So 56 new members. Now, if we can be doing that every month and a few more than that, and it's not impossible. You know, in our last podcast we were talking about the past.
Yep.
And I'm going to hark back to the past when, you know, in the 1950s and the 1960s we were doing 40 new members a week.
Wow.
And now we're excited about doing 56 in a month for the first time in a long time. But that's our strategy. Our strategy, our KPI is 50. We went through that for the first time last month, and it's looking good again for the next month. So we have to embrace that. It's not easy work. It's hard graft all the time, and you have to be on top of things. And people, the more people that can sing from the same hymn sheet you know, or be, you know, like they say today,
on message. I'm not a very good singer, Graham.
Or me either. But if we can all be on message about this and realise that growth, if without growth, we won't exist.
No, and we're not unique with this problem. You find political organisations have the same problem, sure. Churches have similar problems, services and volunteer groups have the same sort of problems in that we're all competing for a slice of people's time, and the 4 hours once a month theme really should be pushed more because that is the commitment for people coming into Freemasonry. The other thing that we talk about as a commitment in the past is a financial commitment. A lot of people look at our big flashy buildings and go, it must be really expensive to be a Mason, and couldn't be further from the truth. But my lodge fees are $200 a year, or I think thereabouts, or about to be $200 a year, and that's it. So in terms of that, that's why we need, as an organisation, cash flow comes in, and without cash flow, businesses can't survive, and the building that we're here in Ann Street's an amazing building, and you've obviously found that if you found our podcast, and if you haven't, queenslandfreemasons.com, you can see it. We have a big responsibility. It's been here for quite a long time, and I wouldn't like to be in charge of the organisation when it goes down because we failed to do our duties of actually encouraging and fostering new members.
I think we've turned it around. I think absolutely. In the last couple of years, I think people have started to think, well, you know, why not grow the business?
Yep.
You know, let's try and leave a legacy for the next generation and the generation after that, as we have been handed a legacy from Freemasons who've gone before us. And I think it's we need to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing I find particularly disturbing about the situation is that we are one of a few jurisdictions that's deliberately making an effort to do this. And I'd like to see other jurisdictions come and ask us what it is that we're doing in order for this to happen. And I know within Australia there's certainly a lot of organisations or a lot of Mason organisations asking us for help for what we've done specifically.
Yeah, and I think setting some targets, really measuring your outcomes. Don't do anything without some sort of return on investment of
or
your
plan.
Time, your plan. Look at it in a measured way that if you're going to invest some time in going to a function or whatever, that you can measure some outcomes rather than just walk away and say, well, there's 2 hours, I'm never going to get back. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And like all businesses too, and again, I'm referring to it as a business, and if other people are offended by it, I'm sorry, but somebody's got to pay the bills around here. It's basically the 20%, the top 20% of lodges in terms of membership are bringing in 80% of the new members when I'm looking at the stats, or maybe something approximate to
that's
that.
That's probably a pretty good... I haven't done those stats.
No, 80-20 rule, I'm lazy.
Yeah, when you've got one lodge that's
just throwing it out there.
Yeah, when you've got one lodge that's doing 22 candidates in, you know, 2 years and 9 months, yep, period, and 74 lodges that are doing no initiations, it's interesting to look at that from that particular context. I'll have to do a bit of...
Yeah, the 80-20 rule applies, I think, in most businesses. Like, I would have thought all businesses that the 20% of customers that are at the top 20% bring in 80% of the revenue. Mm. And for lodges, that's really important to understand that you need to make an appropriate plan for developing your lodge into the future. And if you can't, it's easy to ask for help because we certainly have a lot of that available to people. For people that might be wondering, aren't you a secret organisation? You're talking about these specific numbers for membership. Well, sadly, for people who think we're a secret organisation, it's not quite true. And most of this we publish in our magazine, which you can see online. So
yeah,
it's not like we could even say now that we shouldn't be talking about this in public because we're an open organisation. Virtually everything we do can be published or found and talked about in open, from a business point of view in particular.
I think it's interesting too, the number of Freemasons who are coming back to Freemasonry, who had left for one reason or another,
yep,
and are now coming back to a different organisation, to the one which they left for whatever reason. And the wonderful thing about word of mouth, the new generation Freemasons that are joining and influencing their friends now.
Absolutely. I think maybe what I've seen personally is that there are a lot of new enthusiastic younger Masons, and in Masonry terms, that's probably anybody that hasn't been here for 10 years. They're encouraging, even without trying, older members who are going, why is this person still interested after 10 years of being a Mason? I've been one for 7 years, and I've been approached from Masons who have left in the past asking me what do I find interesting about it. So I sit down, have a chat with them, and I think within a few minutes they realise perhaps it isn't the same sort of organisation as they left, or for whatever reason it was, they moved cities, they changed jobs, their life circumstances changed, and Masonry didn't become part of their life. It's now probably more relevant than it has been in a long time, I think.
Yeah, we're still there, and it's a very sectarian world, and it's something that stands out that, men in particular in their 30s, are looking at and thinking, well, this is something that I can be responsible with and something that my partner can trust me with. And,
yep.
You know, it's a good thing for me as a man to be involved in and have the company of other men and, you know, not have to be adversarial towards one another.
Oh, absolutely. I've mentioned before that some of my good friends from Masonry, if I was to bump into them in outside of Masonry, I probably wouldn't have a lot to do with them because their point of view on particular topics, say for politics, are so divergent from mine, it would be hard to have a sensible conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Masonry. I've found some friends and mentors in this organisation that I wouldn't have otherwise agreed with outside, and I wouldn't have given them the time of day, they wouldn't have given me the time of day, because our point of view is too different.
But it helps you
absolutely
to grow as a man, and it helps them to have you know, the diversity of views that we can talk
about.
Yeah,
and the thing is, those views don't disappear. So my good friend that passed recently, Harry Zaffer, his view of the world is so diametrically opposed to mine, but we had many a conversation about everything other than the topic of politics.
And talking about Freemasonry.
Absolutely.
And how to grow the business of Freemasonry. The two of you and all of us get behind the organisation of Freemasonry, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, so do I. And on that note, Graham, we're going to leave with our new tagline that we just worked out about 2 minutes ago. Well, actually, 13 minutes ago, 14 minutes ago now, and because we were copying the Wentz Camey one for, sorry, stay on the level. So I'd like to leave with the, oh, wait, your moustache is coming along too, Graham.
It's very nice, isn't it, November?
Yes, no, I'm not growing one, as I mentioned it earlier. Well, it'll be over by the time people hear this,
yes.
So look, I'd like to leave with the parting words. Happy to meet.
Sorry to part.
Till next month, thank you.